2011 was also a good year for swag. Not swag meaning trinkets or party favors or an acronym for stuff we all get. The word swag that had a good year comes from swagger. NPR's Sammy Yenigan reports.
Lil B throws swag on everything. Jay-Z had his back in 2003. Oof, man, I got my swag. And Soulja Boy, he turns it on first thing in the morning. Roughly speaking, if you've got swag, you've got confidence, style, you're charismatic.
This year is the point when it's really started becoming common outside of rap music, so non-musical celebrities are starting to use it more and more.
Check out Jesse Scheidlauer, editor-at-large of the Oxford English Dictionary, swag. He says not only are pop artists like Justin Bieber and Kesha using it, professional athletes are dropping it, and it's popping up on network TV shows like So You Think You Can Dance and Parks and Recreation.
Dilly 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 swag!
Scheidlauer says that swag is swag because you can drop it anywhere.
The core use is as a noun.
This right here is my swag. Swag.
It can be used as a verb.
Taco Bennett right there, swagging.
With the full form, there's the idiom to swagger jack.
Please do not swagger jack me.
Meaning to copy someone's style. But it is showing up in other contexts as well. I mean, for instance, on Twitter, you can use it as a hashtag, just as an interjection-like thing where you can say,
swag, 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 swag.
Meaning, that's great, or something like that. It's very flexible right now.
Swagger has been around for centuries. Scheidlauer says it's rooted in Old Norse. But in English,
the first example of swagger as a verb goes back to Shakespeare, actually. It's found in Midsummer Night's Dream.
What hempen homespuns are we swaggering here?
Now, let's chop off the word's tail and fast forward to spring 2011, where we see a video of Sean Combs, a.k.a. King Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Puffy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Diddy, making an important announcement.
My new name is Swag.
And Swag set up a Twitter, at IamSwag, where he tweeted about things that were, you get the idea. But the name change only lasted a week. Diddy's Diddy again. As for how much longer Swag will last, well, let's just say it had a good year. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News. Swag, swag.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.